All right, everybody, what the absolute hell? I don't know how this isn't the biggest story in the country right now, but I do know one thing. The people currently in power, in the name of making America more safe, have made us all less safe and put us in a more dangerous position. Even if we push aside this failing Iran war, even if we push aside our missile stockpiles being depleted, we are currently seeing lives lost, money lost, reputation lost, and the safety and security of the U.S. as a nation going down the drain as our allies are lost. Well, now, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is on his back foot and could be on the way out, as Donald Trump reportedly screamed at him during a Camp David meeting 1 week ago. Donald Trump was screaming because our missile stockpiles have been depleted to dangerous levels due to this Iran war. Hegseth has been promising Trump that he was going to take care of it, but our interceptor stockpiles, our precision munitions, and our THAAD stockpiles are down to the lowest point in many years, and it could take 3 to 5 years to reassemble. That brings us to this new report coming from Wired. I'm going to read the headline because it is stunning in and of itself. Quote, "It appears that the U.S. military accidentally killed everybody on board a civilian medevac flight in New Mexico." This article details how the Pentagon and the U.S. military have been trying out new technology before it's ready in an unsafe manner, and it caused 4 people to die in a plane crash. It's a horrific, awful, awful story, and it should be one of the biggest stories out there right now. Pete Hegseth is already facing scrutiny from multiple directions, but do you remember the headline back in May about the civilian medical evacuation plane that took off in New Mexico and then crashed with 4 people aboard? It was 2 pilots and 2 medical personnel. Like, it's honestly just a horrific story in and of itself, but this new context is awful. They were flying to another town in New Mexico when their navigation systems began experiencing intense problems because nearby the U.S. military was conducting tests that it hadn't really alerted people properly for. It's disgusting, despicable. Before I read to you this quick article, let me just break down the deep shit that Pete Hegseth is in. The breaking news is Trump lost his temper and clashed with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth at Camp David on Friday, last Friday, over extreme U.S. munition shortages that have limited U.S. military options with Iran, with Trump demanding answers from Hegseth as he thought the munitions issue had been fixed, from the Washington Post. Hegseth defended himself by blaming his deputy. Wow, that's what every good leader does. You just blame the person right below you, I guess. By blaming his deputy, Steven Feinberg, for the shortages, prompting Trump to make a very angry phone call to Feinberg on Friday evening, with Feinberg then hastily convening a crisis meeting of senior military officials. Remember, Pete Hegseth has had one of the loudest mouths about this war. For somebody that claims to be fighting religious extremism in the Middle East, right, he thinks he's fighting this type of martyrdom that Islam pushes, which some countries do for sure. Pete Hegseth kind of invokes the same thing, talking about how we're putting our troops in danger, but it's for God. They have God behind their back. Listen.
Our troops, our American warriors, deserve the credit for this day. But God deserves all the glory. Tens of thousands of sorties, refuelings, and strikes carried out under the protection of divine providence. A massive effort with miraculous protection. Dude 44 Bravo spoke for all of us. God is good. The chairman will now provide an even deeper military detail on the historic success of Operation Epic Fury.
Bro, they were calling this a success like 100 days ago when we were already 70 days into the failing war. I'm pretty sure it's not a success. Let me just look up days since February 28th when this war started. It is now 161 days exactly. Wow. That's wild. To continue going back to this article, it appears that the U.S. military accidentally killed everybody on board. This one is rather tragic and just shows the incompetence of this administration. As usual, I just want to thank you all for being the best audience ever. I'm incredibly grateful. I know how hard all of you work on a daily basis to continue working for a better life in a better country. So just thank you all, for real. You can subscribe below and turn on post notifications to never miss a video. Let me read this. It says, when the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, shut down air traffic to El Paso Airport earlier this year, nobody could have guessed that an experimental high-energy laser weapon was the cause. After days of chaos and speculation, it was revealed that the CBP officials had fired off a laser volley from a U.S. Army base. Though the trigger-happy Border Patrol grunts evidently thought they were firing at a drug-smuggling drone, their real target turned out to be a kid's party balloon. Regardless, it was later reported that the cutting-edge weapon was taken for a test drive a week before the FAA and Pentagon officials had a chance to discuss how to safely implement it. This type of lackadaisical recklessness, it comes in a top-down fashion. Not every use of an experimental aerospace weapon goes off without a hitch. A new bombshell report by Wired reveals an incident in which the testing of an experimental GPS jammer resulted in a medical plane crashing into the side of a mountain. The horrifying incident happened in May, the publication reports, when a small twin-engine medevac aircraft carrying two pilots and two medical workers departed from Roswell, New Mexico, heading west for the small mountain village of Redoso. The crew became the victim of an electronic warfare exercise being conducted at a nearby White Sands missile range, a test which rendered their navigation system inoperable. Due to a combination of low visibility and an air traffic control that was stretched far beyond capacity, at least three other planes reported navigation disruptions, but this pilot and this aircraft, they died. They crashed. It's absolutely despicable, and it's like really tragic. Actually, it's a really tragic story. I also want to highlight what's happening to a lot of our sailors and Marines. I mean, Lord have mercy. This leadership is despicable. Right now, more than 5,000 sailors and Marines are stuck aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln in the ninth month of a deployment that was supposed to last seven, supporting military operations against Iran that Congress never authorized. It was supposed to last 4 to 6 weeks. They keep claiming it is a victory, but they are now stuck on this deployment that has lasted 9 months and was only supposed to be seven for like intimidation in the area, right? They were sending all these sailors and Marines for intimidation. Now they're stuck. Their families are begging someone to listen. Moldy showers, broken toilets, no hot water for weeks, meals that came down to half a cup of rice and two tortillas, a ship's store out of soap, deodorant, and toothpaste. Sailors so worn down that according to one family member, the ship's own doctor warned they need to reach a port soon or people are going to start losing their minds. That is terrifying. Back in April, when families first raised the alarm, Pete Hegseth dismissed the reports as fake news. These are the people we asked to serve in one of the most dangerous workplaces on earth, and their families deserve answers. And right here, listen to this. He says the most ironic thing ever. This was about a month ago when the war was still failing and they were still trying to dig up excuses. And Pete Hegseth says that the problem with Iran is they take resources away from their people, like food and hygiene, in order to fight this war. That is exactly what I just reported on a moment ago. Take a listen to this.
To that point on capabilities, you know, Iran is an energy rich country, could be, should be. Instead, like so many other places driven by a radical ideology, they've spent that money instead of investing in their people. And that's why you had millions of Iranians protesting, because they felt like their condition, quality of life didn't match what it could be or should be. And what was the Iranian state? There's a reason we call Iran the number one state sponsor of terrorism, because they took the money they make and they invest it in tunnels, and they invest it in missiles, and they invest it in launchers and UAVs, and we are destroying and degrading that in historic proportions. But it doesn't mean they won't still have some and try to hold people at issue, which is why we're fighting every single day to continue to compel.
This same Pete Hegseth is asking Congress for $1.6 trillion right now. $1.6 trillion. That is like a $700 billion increase from the current military budget. And it's so we can fund more missiles that are failing with this failed Iran war, more aid over to countries like Israel that are abusing the rights of all the surrounding countries. I mean, you know what? I wish we could could actually restore USAID, fund Ukraine in its fight against Russia, and have a surgically pro-democracy, liberal leadership position on the global stage. Instead, we have these regressive leaders who can't stop quoting the Bible on stage during their failed war with a country that starts with IRA, just because they love attacking countries that start with IRA in the Middle East for some reason. Exclusive. President Trump's frustration over the Iran war boiled over at Camp David last week, where he demanded answers from Pete Hegseth on why he had apparently been misled on extreme munition shortages. You know what? There was one more really interesting story regarding aviation and safety that I wanted to cover. Marine One carrying Trump had a close call with a plane near DC Airport. It's not clear why a plane was allowed to take off as President Donald Trump's helicopter was approaching the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on Tuesday. Usually, you're supposed to clear the airspace entirely for the president, right? Both the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA said Wednesday they were investigating what happened when a commercial jet took off just as Marine One left the White House for Andrews Air Force Base with the president aboard for the first leg of a West Coast trip. The FAA decided after 67 people died on January 29th when an airliner collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter that all takeoffs and landings at the Washington, D.C. airport will be halted anytime a helicopter passes the conflicting route, doubly so when the president is on board. So just to wrap this video up, I want to highlight the New Mexico lawmakers who are currently demanding answers from the Pentagon after the fatal medical flight crash and the wildfire. Military GPS jamming allegedly caused plane crash that killed four members and sparked a $37.7 million wildfire. Sometimes I hate that the news just has people pass by in quick stories, four people pass, three people pass, a shooting here, because this is a real tragic loss of life. Every single person that dies is a tragic loss of life. And just think about it. These were two highly trained pilots with families who loved them. These were two medical professionals who spent their lives helping people. These were skilled workers who were helping our country. Not to take away the value of anybody else, but these are very special human beings who died in a crash because our military is reckless. Now, New Mexico's congressional delegation demands answers from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after military GPS jamming allegedly caused a medical plane crash. The investigation is still ongoing. They are still connecting everything so they can present it in the best manner, but it seems like this is exactly what happened. I'm going to leave it there. This should be a bigger story. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Make sure you're subscribed to the feed below and drop a like if you can. I'll see you all later. Peace out.